This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In chapter 22, verse 41, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praising the Sahaba says, الَّذِينَ إِمَّكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. The companions are such that if I give them power and authority on the land, أَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ, they will never abuse power. Instead, they will establish prayer, they will discharge zakat, they will invite towards good and forbid from evil. When we look at the golden era of the Muslims, and in particular the rule of the Khulafa Rashideen, we find the display of such amazing character that in this time and age, it's almost unthinkable and inconceivable. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu one day addresses the people by saying, Ayyuhan nas, O people, man ra'a minkum fiyya i'wijajan falyuqawwimhu. Any one of you, if you ever observe a defect, mistake, or a folly in me, then you have my absolute blessings and permission to address me, to rebuke me, and to chastise me. So a person stood up from the congregation and he said, Oh Umar, we will do precisely the same. We will challenge you, we will address you, we will rebuke you. Umar radiallahu anhu then praised the person, thanked him, acknowledged him, and he said, Alhamdulillah alladhi ja'ala fi ummati Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam man yuqawwimu i'wijaja Umar bi sayfi Umar. I am so grateful to Allah that there are people within my ranks that will address the wrong of Umar using the very sword of Umar. Can you imagine that? Unthinkable. Imagine today a manager, a boss, a principal, a person in public office can stand up and say, listen, I am not infallible. I am prone to mistake. And whatever wrong you see within me, please address it with me. La ilaha illallah. Sadly, we live in a time where people will prefer false praises over constructive criticism.